Jesus finds you.
Just hold on and I'll find you.
Where you are. CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Makes me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
And that's exactly what we do right here on CCFM 107.5. We are changing lives for good. And our guest is adding on to that through her arm of, you know, unlocking, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset, unlocking marketplace and everything marketplace. And she's here on beautiful Wednesday. She's beautiful as well, looking ever so beautiful. And I'm talking about none other than Sis Nogwazi. Welcome. How are you?
I am fantastic. Hello, Sis Sake. Unlocked with Nogwazi. Mm-hmm. And in season with Sake, we are unlocking the mindset of an entrepreneur. We're unlocking markets. We're unlocking capital. We're unlocking opportunities. We're unlocking resources for businesses and entrepreneurs to empower, to develop, to create jobs. So, hello, Cape Town. Hello, South Africa. Hello, Africa. We're here to take over, right? Yeah. And change the world one SMME at a time. That's it. Go. Like, there we're doing this thing. We're not playing around, right?
Yeah. I love that.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We are here by His grace and His mercies that are new every morning. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so just big ups to CCFM for making this possible for all of us to really make a change in the marketplace.
And big ups to you for always being, you know, present every Wednesday. You've never called in sick and say, I'm not coming, you know, or you've never said, sure, I had a rough week, I don't think I'm going to come. You've been present. And I believe, you know, you understood the assignment, you know. That is why you're here on a daily basis. Not today. Exciting things, because a lot of people have been asking about this, and you are here to break down, to chat a little bit more with regards to the 2023 OSA Business and Entrepreneurship Conference that will be taking place. How exciting!
Right? How exciting!
How exciting!
Cape Town, are you ready? Africa, are you ready for us to change this world? Are we ready to start informing, imparting, inspiring, and having the kind of impact that will change the trajectory of our lives and the people that are tied to your destiny? Mm, sure. Sometimes the reason why you have to keep fighting is that there are people tied to your destiny.
When
you give up and you fail, the impact on so many others that ought to benefit from that you're called to do, your purpose, your mandate on earth, is that basically those people will never be able to see that is promised unto them, you know? Yep. So it's important for us not to give up, to pursue, and start hearing what He's telling you to do in that season. Mm. So we are ready to launch and get everyone on board for the OSA Business and Entrepreneurship Conference 2023. Yay!
I love it. Please, by all means, tell us, you know, about the upcoming conference with the theme Kingdom Come Agenda. Sure. I love that. Tell us about that and also the collaboration for greater impact.
Yeah. So, entrepreneurs, business owners, pastors, leaders, government, philanthropists, creatives, everyone that is called to a specific mandate on earth, right? I keep looking at Cape Town and keep thinking we cannot accept the status quo of lack, of insufficiency, of lack of impact. And I'm just sitting and thinking in terms of my mandate and what I'm called to do. Mm-hmm. It's not only important for myself. It's not only important for OSA Group. It's not only impactful for the people that get to benefit directly, but it's for the entire territory. Sure. We want to see territorial transformation. We want to see territorial change. We want to see impact, where all these things that we're talking about in business and entrepreneurship, it starts to really impact civil society. Mm. Why should anyone care about business and entrepreneurship? Because at the heart of it, work is at the core of human dignity. Sure. And creating jobs eradicates poverty. It eradicates unemployment. Yeah. It eradicates the lack that we're seeing in our streets. Therefore, it becomes not just OSA's mandate and objective, but the philanthropists, the people that are creatives, the people that are called in music, the people that are called in business, the people that are called in to pastor and to shepherd the people of Cape Town. Yeah. Everyone has a role to play. And I can tell you with certainty that you cannot do it by yourself. Mm. That's why we have called a conference Collaborating for Greater Impact. We realize that this mandate is much bigger than us. We realize that you can't leave the responsibility to government to say government must. Mm. They are there to create a conducive environment. What we do with that conducive environment that's been created is up to us as communities. Yeah. It's up to us as business leaders. It's up to us as entrepreneurs. It's up to us as civil society. Mm-hmm. It's up to us as churches. It's up to us as schools. So we want to start putting a stamp on Cape Town that this territory, we want to reveal Jesus, our Lord and Savior, through the businesses that we run, through entrepreneurship, through the places that we're called to influence, the spaces of corporate entrepreneurship, the places of government, the places of civil society, schools. Everyone is called to this conference because we are here to create a change. We want to see territorial transformation in Cape Town. We want to see impact. Ultimately, we want to see jobs created because work is at the core of human dignity.
Come on. Sure. I love that. Now, the objective of this conference is to inform, impart, inspire, impact businesses and entrepreneurs. Please elaborate on that.
Sasaki, you know what? I know whom I have believed.
Sure.
And I am persuaded that he is able to deliver that is committed to him.
Sure.
And because he is able, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than I could ask or think through the mighty power at work within us, right? So because when we commit those businesses to him, the creator of heaven and earth, to El Shaddai, when you commit that entrepreneurship that he's given you as a purpose and a call over your life, when you commit the church that he's called you to build, when you commit to him the school where he's called you to go and serve and be a teacher, when you commit the community that you're trying to change through sports and whatever things that you're doing within your community, when we start committing these things to him who is able, guys, this whole thing will start to have the kind of transformation that's no longer a theoretical concept of change. Yep. The process of changing is that we want to see Jesus revealed in all of those areas. Yeah. And how do we do that is we need to come together as a collective. Information becomes of paramount importance. And the reason why it's so important is we talk about the information on the role of government, business, and civil society in facilitating the development and growth of small businesses and cooperatives in order to contribute to inclusive and shared economic growth and job creation impact. Mm. We want to be able to provide you as an entrepreneur, provide you as a leader, provide you as a community leader, provide you as an SMME, provide you as a school attending student that is looking at entrepreneurship and business, the kind of platform that you've got access to all the knowledge that you will need to equip yourselves in being able to build real impact in that you're called to do, build, serve, right? And so the information becomes of paramount importance because we're bringing in all the stakeholders. We're bringing in all the big guns. You've seen Alderman James Voss here. He's going to be there from the city of Cape Town. Sure. We're bringing in the city of Cape Town. We're bringing in government. We're bringing in the Department of the areas that makes a decision about everything regarding business. So we need the Ministry of Small Business, and they have confirmed that they will be there. We are bringing in stakeholders in government. We're bringing in stakeholders in the Ministry of Small Business. We're bringing in stakeholders in the areas of corporates. We're bringing in corporates to tell us in terms of what do you have that would allow us as business owners to leverage, right? We want to understand what is available in terms of market access in retail. What is available in terms of market access in the areas of hospitality? We want to know what's available in terms of market access in terms of tourism. We want to know what's available in terms of market access in commercial buildings, in property, in all different spheres and areas of society. And this is why it's important, because the key thing that we're lacking when I look at some of the challenges in Cape Town is access to information and the kind of information that would translate into a change in the way that you do things. So it's not just information. This is the kind of platform that will be equipping you with all the tools, with all the skills, with all the knowledge, with all the understanding to go out and have an impactful organization going forward. So that's the information. Then there's the aspect of impartation. The reason why impartation is important is that it's impartation on the knowledge on how to access markets and supply chain opportunities, how to access funding as entrepreneurs and as well as small business owners, right? You need to be able, because you are going to have access to all the financial institutions at that conference, to go and pitch your business. You need to know which bank to go to for what particular funding. You need to stop running around like a headless chicken and all you keep getting is no, no, no. We want you to have sufficient knowledge. I'm finding that people have some aspect of knowledge, some aspect of borrowings of information here and there, but they don't have adequate, sufficient knowledge allows you to move from one space to the next. It elevates you, right? So you cannot continue with this limited information and knowledge and understanding that you have as an entrepreneur. It's time to scale to the next level. So that's the impartation, right? So it's information, it's impartation, it's inspiration. We are bringing in some of the most phenomenal entrepreneurs of our time to tell their stories so that they can inspire us. We want to know how they manage to address the issues of cash flow. We want them to tell us, to tell us as an audience in terms of how they were able to gather money to go and buy funding, to get funding to be able to go and buy equipment. We want to talk to the businesses that have started off as a small business in Pretoria and now they are based in the US, in Atlanta, and they're setting up offices right now as we speak. That's the kind of entrepreneurs that we'll be speaking to you on the show. It's people just like us with the similar type of limitations, but they've managed to find something, and that could only be that little thing that you need as a business to know how to move the needle. Because what you're struggling with is just moving the needle. And we need you to be able to sit in and listen with your heart and be able to be transformed in this conference so that you walk out no longer the same business owner, no longer the same leader, no longer the same pastor in that you're called to do. So we also have the part of impact. Like, I am tired of seeing the kind of pain and trauma that we see on the streets of Cape Town in relation to business and entrepreneurship. We're tired of mediocre. We want to see people's lives being lived to the fullest potential of what God has in store in them. We want to see Jesus revealed in those businesses. We don't want to compromise ourselves. We want to do it God's way. We want to do it the kingdom way. So which better way to do it than to bring in a conference where God's ministry is at the center of what we're talking about at this conference? We don't want to talk business in relation to the world system or the Babylon system. We're talking business in relation to kingdom agenda, in kingdom purpose, so that he is revealed in everything that we do. We don't want to just say pretty words that will make you feel warm and fuzzy and you walk out and you're defeated left, right, and center. It's time for us to be able to dream again, to hope again, to live again. That zest for life that you once had, we want that back. We want to see you. If you failed last year, try again. If your business didn't succeed 2 years ago, well, this is the time to go back and take what you didn't know, go and apply it and make it work. This is why we're calling this conference, so that we can see territorial transformation in Cape Town.
Sure, that is powerful, and you have to be part of that so that you can be informed, imparted, inspired, and impacted. Right now, I want to know, what are the key areas that makes it challenging for businesses to succeed?
Okay, let me talk about Cape Town in particular. Right. The two key areas where there's a huge lack in terms of businesses, entrepreneurs, leaders is, I have seen a lack of access. It's access. What entrepreneurs need in Cape Town is access. Access to markets and access to capital and access to information, yeah. Right? Mm. So there's a huge gap in terms of accessing the capital. There's a huge gap in terms of accessing the information. There's a huge challenge in terms of being accessing the markets that you need to be able to bring in your produce into the market so that you're able to earn a living out of it. So there's a huge challenge in terms of just access. And so this conference seeks to address the issue of access in terms of, how do we start creating access to markets for business owners and entrepreneurs? How do you create access to capital for SMMEs? How do you create access to information that will help SMMEs move to the next level of growth, of impact, of being able to create at least one job or two jobs or three jobs or four jobs or five jobs? So this issue of job creation is not just an issue for the church. It's not just an issue for civil society. Mm-hmm. It's not just an issue for government. It's not just an issue for corporates. It's all of our problems that we need to address in being able to create the change. Yeah. So access is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we lack, which is a huge challenge that we're trying to address, and this is why we're putting together this conference, is exposure.
Sure.
You can only dream as far as you can see. We are struggling with being able to dream out of the circumstances that we see in front of us. Like, we have not been exposed to the level that allows us to be able to start looking at ourselves as global businesses, as global brands, as global ambassadors. Every time we talk about a successful business, why should it be a business from Johannesburg that has just decided they're going to set up footprint in Cape Town? We need to have and build authentically brewed Cape Town businesses that start going to take over the markets in Johannesburg and in Durban and everywhere else. This thing needs to be flipped on its head, right? And the only way that we can really do it is if we get together and start collaborating for greater impact. The reason why you can't see the impact is everyone is doing a little bit of something in their own little tuck shop, and they're screaming on top of their voices, and they're so surprised why no one can hear them. We need to start working together. We are only as strong when we work together as a collective. And how do we work together as a collective? This one is a very simple agenda. It's kingdom. Kingdom come mandate. Kingdom come agenda. Anyone that believes that we need to build the community of Cape Town to be a real thriving community, and you are assured that it has to be kingdom come first, then you and I aligned. Could be in business, I could be in entrepreneurship, you could be at a school, you could be in another aspect of civil society, but we've got a common thread that brings us together, and that's kingdom come. We are unapologetic as a business that our aspect of self has ceased to exist, because at the core of who we are is kingdom, kingdom agenda. The only reason we get up in the morning is so that we can reveal Jesus when we speak, reveal Jesus in the work that we do, reveal Jesus in the employment that we're able to create. So this conference just becomes an extension of what we do under OSA Group.
Sure. Exciting. I'm excited for that. Now, for the one listening, how will the conference, you know, assist businesses and entrepreneurs in those areas to transform?
Okay. So the key things that we need to do in this particular conference is hold parties accountable. We want government to give us answers. We want corporates to give us the kind of answers in relation to what have they put together, the programs that we can leverage on, especially for the SMMEs in Cape Town, mm-hmm. and want to know how will those transform the businesses that are in Cape Town. We're not interested in programs that are outside of a place that we can access. We need the ones that will be accessible to the city of Cape Town, that will be accessible to the Western Cape audience of SMMEs and business owners and entrepreneurs. So the reason why this conference becomes of paramount importance is so that you can walk away with everything that you need, fully equipped to be able to move your business forward, either in the formation of access to markets that you will gain through the conference, access to capital that you will gain through the conference, access to information that you will gain through the conference, whatever it is in those three pillars, that's the main objective, so that you walk away and you're fully equipped to start really running the kind of organization that can create jobs, that can have impact on civil society and have impact on communities around you, because at the core of it, you are really pursuing the kingdom agenda.
Sure. Come on. Now, for the one listening, whether they are an entrepreneur, they are in ministry, they're at a school, and they want to be, you know, taken to the next level, they want to be upped, right?
Yeah.
Through information, impartation, inspiration, and impact as well. How do then they start to register for the upcoming conference, and also who should they attend?
Okay, perfect. So, in terms of the target audience, right? We have a very interesting package that we'd like to announce today, okay? So we are going to be asking all our listeners and our viewers at Unlocked with Nokwazi to get in touch with our organization, because we need to start creating the list of entrepreneurs that are coming on board. But the ticket will be sold at a price, and the price for it is 495 rands. That's the selling ticket price for each and every entrepreneur that's coming on board. What we're putting together is what we call like an award ceremony.
Okay.
In the awards, we'll be selecting with the information that we will be requesting from each entrepreneur as they register and they buy their tickets, is we will be selecting an award for an outstanding social impact business idea. So entrepreneurs, it's time to stop talking. We need to get those ideas on pen and paper, because we will be selecting on the day, and there's monetary value to every awarded entrepreneur or business owner for that particular category, right?
Wow,
so it's outstanding social impact business idea. We've got an award for resilience in woman-owned business. This one is for the woman-owned business that will be awarded for being resilient, especially in the season and the times that we've had to endure as marketplace leaders, right? Resilience, perseverance is one aspect of an attribute that you need to have as an entrepreneur. We're going to be looking at the most innovative solution in business, right? We talk a lot in the show about innovation, like being able to think outside of the box, being able to look at a solution that you're solving, but we want the solution to be the most innovative. So there's a category where we'll be selecting the most innovative solution in business. We're looking at a best newcomer in business. I know every time you guys are applying, they'll always ask you 2 years experience, 3 years experience. The reason why we've put in this one is anyone that's been in business for less than 2 years. So the best newcomer in business, we're looking at selecting an award for a youth-owned business. Right? We really want to empower our youth to get into business and entrepreneurship. So we will be giving an award for youth-owned business on the day. And then we've got a stellar township business solution idea. We do not want to exempt our township businesses. We want you guys to know that these conferences are designed to empower and develop and to put you guys in the kind of platforms where you guys start to shine, rightfully so, because you guys are more the most extraordinary and hardworking entrepreneurs. And we don't want you guys sidelined anymore. And then there's an award for a corporate that has excelled in assisting small businesses, nominated by the business owners. So we're gonna look at the bank that we believe has really been forward thinking and really at the core of it, really just intertwined with the assistance of small businesses, really at the root level, just primary focus has to be assisting SMMEs. So we as the everyone attending at that particular conference will be selecting the bank that we believe is a corporate that has excelled in assisting small businesses, which will be nominated by everyone at the conference. And if we don't find a bank, then we'll look at any other corporate, you know. So it's fair game, because all the corporates, we are inviting them, they're coming on board. We as an organization have got really great relationships with a lot of corporates that we work with. So we're not going to name everyone at this point, but every week I'll be giving you guys a new outcome in terms of how far we are in our planning and the execution. But all systems go. The conference is happening on the 30th of November, 2023. It is happening at the Radisson Blue, 22 Rubik Street. And we're going to also have some creative musical renditions. We are partnering with someone that is well-renowned in that space, who's putting together an amazing collaboration of various acts just to break away from the very solid and very structured presentations by our corporates and government. And in between those, we're going to be showcasing our creatives to be able to showcase what they do. What we also want to do is to get everyone that has bought a ticket, especially the guys that are entering into the competition, we would like them to showcase. So we might select five or six that will be showcasing on the day. Just as you come out of the conference, the Tamsin, you will see like a space where you can basically go and speak to the entrepreneur, find out what they do. So they'll be like, because we don't have enough space for a lot of exhibitions, but we will be selecting about five to about seven. And we really are asking you guys to enter the competition. So as soon as you register, you buy your ticket, then you are eligible to enter into the competition to be selected for one of the seven. So this is 30th of November. We are a network of stakeholders, of clients and SMMEs and technical partners and so many extraordinary people that make OSA happen, that at the core of it, we really want to see Jesus revealed through this organization and what God has called us to do. But more importantly, it's not about us. It's about you, entrepreneur, revealing Jesus in your specific mandate of the business that God has called you to bring. And you, civil society, being able to do that in the community where you're called to serve.
Kingdom come.
Kingdom come.
I love it. I love it. Someone is asking, good morning, ladies, ladies of God. I'm from Paul. Well, hello, neighbor. she says, does this invite applies to people outside of Cape Town?
100%. It's the Western Cape. We're taking over. We're taking over. I've got a lot of SMMEs that I work with in Johannesburg. So all of those will be coming in as well. We've got, I mean, if you look at our selection of speakers, it will be everyone from just right across every sphere and strata of influence, from radio to the mountain of media, to corporate spaces, to government spaces, to the youth. Everyone that is very important for our growth will be speaking at that particular platform, because we don't want a one-dimensional conference where we come in and we only talk about one aspect. We know that Jesus Christ went to the cross and he died for our sins, and through him we have the gift of salvation. But I need to challenge us as believers. It's more than just one aspect of your journey with him, right? Once you get saved, what happens then, right? We have a purpose. We've got a mandate. There are things that we need to impact. We need to advance the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And this conference is really challenging everyone that thinks they're building a business and the business is meant to be your little bread and butter to fix all of your problems. When we start putting Jesus being glorified at the center of everything that we do, trust me, you'll never have to beg and plead for another payment to come into your account, because in him we live, in him we have our being. When we surrender to him completely, everything else, everything that makes up the resources that we need to do the will of God in the marketplace, that is already available to us. But we've been too fixated with this one dimension point of view to just do it for me, myself, and I. And you wonder why this thing is not yielding the return that you expect. But it's because the focus is wrong. When you start looking at him and making him the priority and making sure that he is glorified in everything that you do, the whole culture shift changes. Yeah. And this particular conference is a culture shift from the normality, right? Everyone told me, oh, you're in business, you can't talk about God. Everything of yours is just too God this, too God that. Well, you know what? He's my Lord and Savior.
It's all about
He
him.
Got me this far. Mm-hmm. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I could ask through the mighty power at work within us. I'm sorry, marketplace. Why would I not talk about Yahweh Elohim? Why would I not talk about Yeshua HaMashiach?
Yeah.
He is the one. He made it possible for us at OSA. He's made it possible through the darkest storms.
Yeah.
Why would I not sit in this platform and brag about the one that is able to do exceedingly? So even as we put together this conference, we're not putting it in our own strength. When he says, go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. I speak with the boldness of knowing like I know, like I know, like I know.
Hey.
You know? If we change one entrepreneur in that particular conference or change one business, our mandate would be done, because ultimately we are accountable for everything that he's called us to do. So do whatever it is that he's told you to do. That is the whole idea of walking with Christ. It's to do it even if it doesn't make sense, even if it doesn't add up, even if you can't see the resources. When you take the step, he makes every other provision available.
Because
it's faith.
Yeah.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You've got to hope. This is why I'm saying this is the season for us to hope again. But
to
the
dream
evidence
again.
Not
seen. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Miss Paul, you are invited. we are going to be having a website that will be launched by the end of this month, where everyone can communicate with us through the website. But for now, everyone can send me an email. It's Nokwazi, which is Nokwazi at osagroup.co.za. The number that we'll be using for the particular conference is 071-177-2565.
Awesome. Fantastic stuff. Love it. Do you have a time frame in mind as to how long it's going to be, when it's going to start?
Okay. So it's a full day.
Okay.
This is you show up at 7 and you'll be there right up until evening. And so we're also entering into a very special package with the Radisson Blue for anyone that maybe traveled from Johannesburg and might have to need to sleep over.
Yeah.
We've got a promo code that will be created for our guests that are coming into the conference. So they'll be in a different rate altogether, much lower than the normal prices that you know or are familiar with. But it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time.
Exciting
time. It's time. It's time. It's time to dream again.
Sure. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm pretty sure business owners, entrepreneurs who are listening are as excited as I am. This lady from Paul is saying, wow, this woman, God bless her more and more.
Praise be to God. It's
Amen.
Time.
It's time. Hashtag Kingdom Come Agenda. Yes. Sis Nokwazi, thank you so much. And I cannot wait to have you back again next week. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Stay blessed.
Thank you so much.